Hello, my name is Chip Lang, and you are listening to Total EM. You may have heard at this point, but on May 24th, 2021, the American Academy of PAs, or AAPA, their House of Delegates, the HOD, came to a vote, a very important vote, because every year at the annual AAPA meeting and conference, they have all sorts of votes and discussions at the HOD. But this time was a little bit different because they talked about what title to use for PAs. PAs are physician assistants. They are a little bit misunderstood because of that name. And that's been a big hiccup. That's been a big hangup. That's been a big issue. And such an issue that the title of PAs has actually changed with time. And we're going to talk about that more in a second. But ultimately, as a bit of a spoiler alert, in case you didn't already know, the winning decision, the ultimate vote, was to go back to a previous title that's been used, and that is physician associate. And this has led to a significant amount of discussion. We're going to talk a little bit about what the history is behind the decision and why now, what's been the response, and other aspects as well. So this is one I believe you should listen to. If you're at all involved in healthcare, you might realize a little bit more about PAs. You might also realize a little more of the background than you may have previously known. So when it was announced that AAPA's House of Delegates voted to change the name of the profession from physician assistant to physician associate, it was by a vast majority. It was 198-68. And it's worth noting that the AAPA Board of Directors will now begin the process of how to implement this new policy. Because the House of Delegates actually decides the policies, and the Board of Directors, it's their duty to fulfill those ultimate decisions by the House of Delegates. There has already been some estimates as far as what this is going to look like, and the estimated cost is $21.6 million. And that's based on a final report called Title Change Investigation. And that report is available in the show notes for you to look at. Just like everything else, you'll just have to click on the link to it. And if you're trying to remember, okay, how do I find the show notes? That's okay. Go to totalem.org under Emergency Professionals. You'll find podcast number 240, PAs or Associates? And that is the post that's going to have the citations of the things that we're talking about today. AAPA, though, recommended that PAs refrained from representing themselves as physician associates at this time based on recommendations from their legal counsel until legislative and regulatory changes can be made. The reason why this is important is because while PAs can choose a title, it doesn't necessarily change everything automatically. It takes time. Things have to be done in the background to make that possible. Speaking of background, so this process first started in May of 2018, so 3 years ago, when the AAPA House of Delegates met and passed a resolution requesting that the Board of Directors create a new professional title for PAs. And this has been seen as necessary for a variety of reasons. It ultimately surrounds the issue that the term assistant does not accurately represent what PAs do. And it's hard because I don't feel like there is a very specific title or term that could be used to perfectly describe what all PAs are doing across the spectrum, because PAs are working in a variety of professions. So we're talking about PAs are working in emergency medicine, primary care, surgery, dermatology, cardiology, pulmonology, critical care, and so on. How do you describe a function that crosses those different parts of medicine where they practice medicine, but not under the direct supervision as it sometimes is led to be, although in some cases it may be truly direct, but in a more collaborative style, which is what is more the case. Now, this isn't a discussion of autonomy. Autonomy is different, and autonomy has been something that has been a huge fight between physicians and nurse practitioners for a number of years. What this is talking about is changing the title in a way that better represents what PAs do. And it's difficult because in many settings, PAs aren't necessarily assisting the physicians. It might be a little bit better to say that they are associated, they work with physicians, but they're not necessarily an extension of the physician. They're not an assistant to the physician. They are fulfilling their own roles. They often have their own patient panels. They often do things entirely separate, but again, in a collaborative style that allows them to get the help and assistance that they need in the appropriate times. Given if you're in surgery, you might very well be first assisting. Okay, that is a time when you would be, in a sense, a physician assistant. But if you're working in a rural emergency department where only a PA is there and there's no physician that is right there with that PA, or maybe in a rural clinic the same kind of way, is that really assisting the physician at that point? You could argue maybe an extender, but even extender is not really a great way to describe this. So what do you call these non-physicians that practice medicine in their own way? And that's where this gets really challenging. So PAs chose to change that path to something that makes a little more sense. And that's where it gets a little bit challenging because the history is not perfectly linear as far as the PA title and what this means. When PAs were first developed under the guidance of Dr. Eugene Stead at Duke University in 1965, it was with the title Physician's Assistant. And it pains me to read that apostrophe S, but that was the very original title. But later it was discussed how Eugene Stead actually saw that associate versus assistant, maybe the associate is more correct. And that was something that we really need to keep in mind because physician associate was something that was shortly adopted, not many years after the original physician's assistant. So it became more physician associate. And it's worth remembering, if you know this part of history at all, there used to be three kinds of physician assistants. So we think of them as like A, B, C. The current version of PAs is the A type. And in 1971, the same time that the American Medical Association, the AMA, recognized the PA profession, the title of physician associate was also being recognized. However, since that time, the AMA and others pushed back on that title, and they pushed back the title to physician assistant basically through a lot of legislation. And that is where the physician assistant came back. Some people try and say, well, physician associate, this and physician assistant, these only exist in the United States. That is not true. Physician assistants or associates are located in other parts of the world. Canada recently started using physician assistants, but the term physician associate is used for the same type of individual just practicing in the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. So physician associate is seen over there. And then there are other types of similar medical providers, clinicians, however you want to describe them, but there are similar such individuals that exist in other parts of the world that go by even different titles. One argument for the use of physician associate was that it was done very specifically to avoid confusion with other professions. And this includes the difficulty the public has, and even some of healthcare, distinguishing a physician assistant versus a medical assistant. And this is a common issue that comes up in the United States. In fact, there are job postings rather frequently where someone requests a physician assistant when they're actually looking for a medical assistant and vice versa. PAs also have a graduate level education, and the term assistant just really doesn't translate well. Associate might be a little bit better, and it's more frequently used in other occupations and in academia. However, the associate term is still not perfect by any means, and it still doesn't exactly describe the role of PAs across medicine. Unfortunately, there has been some really vocal, very, very vocal opposition to this. And this is primarily coming from physician groups. Many nurse practitioners recognize and understand. Most PAs are also understanding of this title change. But there are some very vocal, albeit a minority, it seems, of physicians who are opposing and spoke out about the title change. This includes primarily the American Osteopathic Association, or the AOA, and a joint statement that came from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Emergency Medicine Residents Association, or EMRA. So ASEP and EMRA also had their own joint position in addition to a statement that was made by the AOA. It's really disappointing to read these because there's clearly some misunderstanding there, but there are more physicians out there who recognize that the associate term is better. And again, this is important for a variety of reasons, and this includes better patient understanding, better understanding of others in the healthcare system, also to better facilitate some of the changes that need to occur from anywhere from the local to the federal level. And these are not easy changes to make. Again, AAPA, with their title change investigation report, estimated $21.6 million to change it across the country. But it could be a very good change. And again, this is something that helps bring back a little more to the roots and what originally Dr. Eugene Stead, you know, basically the father of the PA profession, wanted and recommended after realizing how important it was to maybe emphasize the term associate versus assistant. Is it a perfect title? I personally don't believe so. I think it does describe a little bit better than assistant, but it's not perfect. And I think it's worth recognizing that. And I will still be introducing myself as a PA. And when asked what a PA is, because sometimes people don't understand, I'm going to explain what a physician assistant is. But it will be interesting to see moving forward describing physician associate and seeing how patients perceive that. And already with talking to physicians, PAs, nurse practitioners, RNs, paramedics, and so on, there already does seem to be a better understanding of associate versus assistant. Again, because they recognize the difference in those two words. However, this is going to take some time. Just like it took 3 years to ultimately decide after saying, hey, we need a title change, to actually pass a resolution on the new title, which physician associate was one of the big ones discussed from the very beginning. Now we have the next steps. We will see the legislation starting to change with time. And with it, this allows for other things to occur. And that includes being able to see some changes that are rather dire. And that includes being able to change things like potentially optimal team practice, or OTP, which some people think is meaning that, again, autonomous practice. That's not what it is. That is allowing for PAs to be able to practice more fully in the way that best allows them to take care of patients, but also, very importantly, is to help the physician colleagues, those collaborating with PAs, and taking away some of the responsibility that comes with being a collaborative physician, where sometimes they are unduly being placed in a position that is rather compromising to them when they don't have direct care and involvement in patient care. So it makes PAs more responsible and allows them to better practice medicine in a way that helps the entire healthcare team. So again, these changes, there's going to be opposition. I'd be really curious for those who are listening, their thoughts as well. It's very important that we keep this civil moving forward, especially. So I will be happy to delete comments that are offensive or derogatory, but I am very welcoming of true, honest opinions and discussion as far as what people feel about physician assistant versus associate and other thoughts as well. I hope you have a little bit better understanding of why PAs recently changed their title from physician assistant to physician associate and what that means moving forward. And until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.